Razširjamo obzorja.
Abner J. in album One Man Band, ki je šel pri založbi Subliminal Sound leta 2003. V današnji oddaji si širimo obzorje z Afroameričanom, z George Abnerom Jayom, ki s pesmijo Woke Up This Morning odpira svojo posthumno izdajo One Man Band. Kot poveže naslov plošče, bomo poslušali En človek orkester, ki ni nobena novost v svetu glasbe. Godce, ki so istočasno simultano igrali več instrumentov in se povrh še peli, pozna že srednji vek. Nekateri raziskovalci pa trdijo, da segajo En človek orkestri še globlje v preteklost. Abner J. je bil ameriški ljudski godec, ki je bil v stiku z glasbo od malih nog in ostal animator do zadnjih dni, ko je pri nekaj več kot 70 letih umrl leta 1993. Med imeni kot so Jazz Fuller, Duke Boy Bonner, Joe Hill Lewis, Dr. Ross, še danes velja za mojstra. K tej trditvi je prilil olja še Anthony Braxton, ki je svoj čas proglasil Abnerja Jaya za vseameriškega mojstra, mojstra afroameriške glasbe. nekateri ga postavljajo obok Hasilu Atkinsu. Njegov blues folk slog pa je marsikoga napeljal na primerjave s folk pevcem Bobom Dylanom.
Folk music is high class music. There's a lot of low class people singing it. Matter of fact, most so-called folk singers don't even look like folk. Folk song tells true stories, but terrible stories, because folk are terrible. Terrible songs make big songs. Why do you think kids like rock and roll? Because it's terrible. Do you think they're gonna listen to the Philadelphia Symphony, 101 strings? Why do you think I like cocaine, cocaine, running around my heart, and then running, oh, it running round my brain? I woke up this morning, had a hungry pain. All I wanted for breakfast was some good old
nothing here in Atlanta. Going back down to South Georgia, down to Fix Jail, down to Dr. Hale's drugstore. All these old doctors in Atlanta want your money. I'm tired of waking up feeling bad every morning, drinking this old bad liquor. I want something to pep me up. Dr. Hale give you what you want, like a doctor's supposed to do. Most of y'all know what's happening, meet me under the clothesline, cause that's where I hang out.
I went down to Fix Jail, down to Dr. Hale, had a sign in that window that at night, got no cold. Walk down Main
Drugo polovico prejšnjega stoletja je Abner Jay preživel na cesti kot potujoči glasbenik, zabavljač in ulični umetnik. Po jugu ZDA je potoval s kamperjem, opremljenim s premičnim odrom in ozvočenjem in nastopal tako po vaseh in mestih kot na sejmih in v špelunkah. Zase je trdil, da je zadnji pravi ameriški temnopolti minstrel, pesnik in pevec, ki spremlja svoje pesmi z igranjem na glasbila. Njegov komplet so sestavljali banjo, kitara, bas boben, hi-hat činela, orglice, tamburin in druge ropotulje izdelane iz kravjih in drugih živalskih kosti. Še posebej pa je bil Abner ponosen na godalo brenkalo Strum Strums, struno iz črevesa, ki so ga prinesli Evropejci na drugo stran luže v Ameriko v 18. stoletju, in šeststrunski banjo, ki mu ga je poklonil dedek in ki naj bi bil po Jayevih besedah izdelan leta 1748. Ljudski godec, pesnik in pevec se je v svojih pesmih dotikal različnih, predvsem opovskih tematik. Med njimi zasedajo osrednjo mesto spolnost in ženske, droge in hedonizem. Njegov performans so odlikovali pogostokrat dolgi ustni uvodi, s katerimi se Abner Jay ni izkazal le kot odličen pripovedovalec absurdnih in opovskih življenjskih zgodb, ampak tudi kot svojevrsten čudaški pridigar.
Terrible thing! That's what's getting all the attention nowadays. You take girls, they like terrible boys. Who look terrible, act terrible, smell terrible, and do terrible. Listen, they got a pill on the market now for fellas who having a little trouble, but you got to swallow it down quickly. Don't you get a stiff neck. Mothers are funny about their daughters. A daughter can be a no good girl, a wino, a bomb, a 2-cent whore. And she can be associating with a business executive, a used car salesman, a tree trimmer, or a cesspool repairman. But still, that mama feels her daughter is better than that man. I know a woman who wanted her daughter to marry a man who never slept with another woman. She hired two private detectives, told them, said, search all over the United States. And find a man for my daughter who never slept with another woman. I don't want my daughter marrying no man who been snowing in another woman's face. Two private detectives wore out two new Cadillacs. Still hadn't found no such man. Come in all tired, broken down, and disgusted. Had been smoking pop, taking LSD. Just everything they get their hands on to keep pep. Woman say, y'all ain't found nobody? No. You been looking? Lady, we done wore out two sets of B.O. Goodrich tires on them cars. We can't find no such man. Woman said, come on in my office. Took out a checkbook. Say, I want you to charter an airplane. And I want you to search all over the world and find a man for my daughter who never slept with another woman. They searched in South America. They searched in Paris. Ought to know they wasn't gonna find nobody in Paris. Shows you how stupid detectives can be. That's why they are detectives in the first place. So they found a man in Australia. The arrangements were made and they got married. Night after the wedding, the gal was in the bathroom getting ready for Freddie, sprinkling on Chanel number 5 and dusting powder all around. While she was in the bathroom getting ready, the husband was in the bedroom busy, moving all the furniture out of the bedroom, stacking it up in the living room side the wall, screwed the mirror off, stacked it upside the wall. Just busy back wicking in his BBDs. Wife come out of the bathroom dressed in a black negligee, smelling like a French whore. What do you mean? Moving all this furniture out of the bedroom, stacking it up in the living room side the wall. My mama just done bought me here. Is you gone, fool? Husband didn't even look back. Got all the furniture moved out of the bedroom, stacked up in the living room side the wall. Then he turned towards his sexy wife and he said, well, honey, I ain't never slept with no woman, sugar. But if it's like them kangaroos, we gonna need all the room we can get. Just like yesterday, I was washing the windows, and I accidentally broke one of them. And my wife said, "Oh, break them all!" So I did. Later on that evening, I was washing the dishes. I accidentally broke one of them. She said, "Oh, break them all!" So I did. Later on that night, we got in the bed, and I got up the urge, and I started feeling on it. She said, "Oh, cut it out!" So I did. What's 6 inches long and has 2 nuts on the end? An almond joy, silly. What is it a man take out of his pants, put in a hole and push it with his belly? A Subway token. What do you give an elephant with diarrhea? Plenty of room. Give me another damn drink.
Girl kisses you, she try to kiss you with class. A poor girl will kiss you about the same. But when my girl kisses you, she just slobbers all over you, but she loving you just the same. I'm crazy about my baby, wild about her loving. Oh, I like to have my fun. But when I'm loving you, honey, I don't wanna have to up and run. So if you wanna be my baby, you got to bring it with you, honey. Bring it with you when you come. Start kissing me, I didn't want her to go. I says, "I'm coming, baby, wait for me. Let the phone ring, don't answer the door. 'Cause when I'm loving you, honey, I don't want you to jump up and go. Oh, I'm crazy about my baby, wild about her loving. Oh, I like to have my fun. But when I'm loving you, honey, I don't want to have to
jump up and run. So if you wanna be my baby, you got to bring it with you, honey. Bring it with you when you
running around my heart, and it runs Lord, it's running round my brain.
Slišali smo eno najbolj znanih in priljubljenih pesmi Abnerja Jaya med njegovimi zvestimi poslušalci in raziskovalci bluza. Cocaine Blues je le ena od mnogih njegovih pesmi o kokainu in drogah, v katerih opisuje zadevanje in uživanje poživil in alkohola. Vendar je bolj kot vse to častil vodo iz domače reke Suvanie, ki jo je zajemal za jemalko in jo pil na dušek, ker ga je krepila in ohranjala mladega in vitalnega videza. Prisluhnimo skladbi o njej, o vodi iz reke Suvanie.
Song in a foreign country like Russia or Yugoslavia, people stop eating, stop drinking, stand up and take their hats off and show respect, because they say it's America's first, F-I-R-S-T, first song to become popular all over the world over 130 years ago, and it's just as popular today. But the thing I can't understand, the closer I get to the Suwannee River, the less appreciation folks show for this song. I wonder if they know where the Suwannee River is. Is it in Russia? No. Is it in Yugoslavia? No. Is it in North Dakota? No. Is it in South America? No. South Georgia runs on down through the Okeechobee Swamp, down through Florida. I was raised on that old Suwannee River. I used to lay down on my belly and drink water from that old Suwannee. That's why I'm so big, black, and hefty. Right now, I'm older than any man in here. I got 16 youngs, got a baby 2 months old. Go and get some more. I don't have to have no pep pills either. And my wife don't take no birth control pill. I do all that doggone controlling at my house. Cause when I get to feeling a little puny, I run down to that old Suwannee River and lay down on my belly. I don't want to drink from no container. It may be disease. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Suwannee till I thirst no more. The reason some of you men got such big bellies, you don't lay down on them enough. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Suwannee River till all my miseries is gone. Lay down on my belly, just laying there under a sycamore tree on that old Suwannee River, just drink, drink, drink till I become happy and merry. Lay down on that old Suwannee River and drink till all my troubles is gone.
Abner Jay je rasel v glasbeno navihani družini. Že zgodaj v otroških letih se je srečal s tradicijo ljudskih pesmi, ki mu jih je pripovedoval in pel dedek Louis W. Jay, nekdanji sužen iz Washington Countyja. Dedek je prenesel bogato tradicijo na svojega vnuka, ki jo je ta za časa svojega življenja ohranjal, predeloval in posodabljal življenjskimi peripetijami ali preprosto uporabljal za svoje nove domislice. Legenda o Abnerju Jayu pravi, da je v 70-ih letih življenja in skoraj 50-ih letih petja, igranja in javnega nastopanja kot en človek orkester nanizal čez 600 ljudskih avtorskih in ponarodelih pesmi. Le majhen del je bil ujet na trak. Zanje je poskrbel kar sam Abner Jay, ne pa kakšen Alan Lomax, in jih izdal v samozaložbi Burnie Records, naslovljeni po njegovi soprogi. Ena izmed pesmi, ki naj bi jo Abner Jay slišal od svoje babice, je Wee Wee.
The oldest songs known to the English-speaking people are the English songs. This next song is heard only on your better music stations. Well, of course, if you don't listen to the better music stations or buy the better albums, then you don't hear the better music. My grandmama used to sing this song to me.
When I was a little wee wee tot, my mama bought me a lot of wee wee pot. She put me on my wee wee pot. She told me the wee wee a hell of a lot. Wee wee,
honey, please now.
Wee wee, oh, I wouldn't wee wee in my pot. So she put me in my little wee wee cot. When I got in my wee wee cot, and then I wee weed a hell of a lot. Wee wee, wee wee, oh, she took me out of my wee wee cot and put me back down on my wee wee pot. I still wouldn't wee wee in my pot, so she spanked me on my wee wee butt. Wee wee,
honey, please now, baby. This is a sing-along. Let's wee-wee together one time.
Wee-wee. Wee.
I'm glad I'm up here on high ground. Terrible things are always making headlines. Every time you turn your television on the news, you see something that happened that is terrible. Maybe you all never seen me on television. It's possible, because I've never been on television. You got to be terrible to get on television. Listen, I don't have to do this for a living. Next week, I'm thinking about going back to my old job. I was a lifeguard at a minute car wash. I just come back from 12 weeks on Broadway looking for work. I want a job. I just want to work. I don't want to play with you. No, no, I just want to work with you. I don't want to socialize. I have 10 lovely kids and a most beautiful wife. the 30s and 40s when wages were low. I worked 12 hours a day, sometimes even more. Now them unions that organize and the pay is good. I can't get no job now because they say I'm no damn good. Then too they say you got to be a relative to join the union. Now how in the hell can I be a relative? But when they was paying 30 cents an hour, I worked as plumber, pipe fitter, rigger, metal worker, tool and die maker, carpenter and cement finisher, technician, electrician, wallboard hanger, and painter. Now they paying from $3 to $6 an hour. Every time I apply for a job, tell me to come back tomorrow. When some of my other brotherings can't even read nor write, but they all got jobs. Some of them even working day and night, holding down two jobs when I can't even get one. Biggest joke I ever heard, this thing they call civil rights. Listen, man, I don't want to fuss nor fight. I'm not that type. All I want is a job. I'll work day or night. I don't want to play with you. I just want to work with you. Well, I'm 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, broad in the shoulders, wide in the hips. I got big, strong muscles, big, thick lips. Get my message. J-O-B, a doggone good cotton picking job, sitting down drinking booze.
Abner Jay se je v svojih besedilih dotikal stvarnosti in iz življenja vlekel ideje za svoje opolske pesmi, ki so bile polne sarkazma in nevarno blizu vznesenosti in angažiranosti Woodyja Guthrieja. Svoje potovanje s pesmimi o LSD-ju, alkoholu, travi, seksu in ženskah je dopolnjeval tudi z delavsko naravnanimi pesmimi, ki so se pogostokrat spreobrnile v pesmi o lenarjenju. Da je bil res tvoren avtor, ki se je odzival na življenje Američanov, potrjuje naslednja pesem o Vietnamu, ki je nastala za časa vietnamske vojne.
Terrible things make news. Terrible men make big men. Why do you think we got some men in state office? Because they're terrible. Look like you got to be terrible now to be popular. Look at the headlines of your newspapers every day. I don't care if you're from New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, or Selma, Alabama. In most cases, the headlines of your papers are telling you about something that happened terrible. Just like before I left Denver, Colorado. Headlines on every paper in Denver where this woman poured gasoline on her husband and set him afire while he was asleep. Now, if she had poured cologne or perfume on him and started kissing all over him, nobody wouldn't have never known a damn thing about it. Terrible things make news. Terrible songs make big songs. It's really pitiful and terrible about this Vietnam War. A young boy was in here last night. He had just been drafted. He had to go to Vietnam. And he had his little old girlfriend with him. And she was crying because he had to leave her behind for the front. It was hard when he left. So they left him and went down to the depot. And she was crying down there because he pulled out too soon. So he kissed her and went off in his uniform.
But if you wait, wait, wait for me, I will return with an honorable discharge from the Navy.
Things. Tom Dooley was a good man, but he had a terrible girlfriend. Tom Dooley was a Confederate soldier. He had sent this girl, Laura Foster, an engagement ring. She was supposed to have been truthfully waiting on him, but she was waiting in a funny kind of way. Well, the same thing is going on today while boys in Vietnam. Tom Dooley had this gal's picture in his pocket on the battlefield. And every chance he'd get, he'd take this picture out and kiss all over it. While he was kissing all over her picture on the battlefield, some other cat back home was kissing all over the gal. Tom Dooley returned home on May 1st, 1868, in Wilkes County, North Carolina. Laura Foster saw him coming down the trail on his jackass. He wasn't riding in the Mustang or Thunderbird like you riding in the day. So she had his engagement ring hid in a snuff can, tube robe snuff. Matter of fact, this is what made tube robe snuff famous. She saw him coming down the trail on the jackass. She got his ring and put it on a finger and polished it off on a skirt to make it look as if she'd been wearing it all the time. Tom Dooley sitting on his jackass. He says, "Hello, Laura. Since we nigh engaged, honey, let's go up on the mountains in a cabin on a pre-honeymoon." Well, you see, nowadays, you all go on pre-honeymoons and don't be engaged. But in 1868, you had to be engaged to a gal to take her on a pre-honeymoon. They went up on the mountain on a pre-honeymoon, and he contracted a venereal disease from this girl. And in that day and time, there was no cure for venereal disease. So he was in a hell of a shape. So was the gal. So Tom Dooley thought he was doing society a good deed in order to keep the gal from spreading the disease. Among others, he took up on the mountain and killed the hell out of her.
Out in the snow, you can read about Samson being strong and man, but I'm the hardest working man ever lived in this land. Thank you.
work together now. Together we stand, divided we fall, baby. Let's work together now.
I'm a hard working man je bila še ena od 13 pesmi z posthumne izdaje One Man Band. Še ena navihana pripoved Ebnera Jaya, ki je bil za časa svojega življenja tudi agent in manager gospelske zvezde Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Vodil je nočne klube in tudi restauracijo, se družil s takšnimi velikani kot so Little Richard, Chuck Berry, James Brown ali Elvis Presley in igral skupaj z Muddyjem Watersom. Vendar vsega tega ni povlekal pretiranega denarja, zato ne preseneča, da je zase samoironično trdil, da je najslabši poslovnež na svetu. Kot en človek orkester je predstavljal neodvisno institucijo, ki je sama potovala in izbirala mesta za nastopanje. Med drugim je nastopil tudi v siloviti njujorški dvorani Apollo. Sam je skrbel za svoje izdaje, ki bi skoraj šle v pozabo. Čeprav je danes vrednost originalov vratolomna, je po zaslugi švedske založbe Subliminal Sounds, ki je izdala na posthumni plošči One Man Band, zbrane najboljše točke z njegovih samoizdatov in razširila godbo Ebnerja Jaya tudi med nove, mlajše poslušalce. Ena najbolj priljubljenih trditev Ebnerja Jaya je bila, da naj Američani pozabijo na svojega Čajkovskega, ker je Rus in naj raje prisluhne v njemu, ki igra klasično ameriško glasbo, pa ne jim bo to všeč ali ne. To pač je. Od plošče One Man Band se poslavljamo s pesmijo I'm Depressed, ki z glasbo in besedo zaobjame vse pravkar izrečeno oziroma za Ebnerjem Jayem ponovljeno. Bil je pravi ameriški ljudski godec, ki je svoj blues prelival s countryjem in folkom oziroma igral in pel afroameriško glasbo belopoltih in temnopoltih vseh Američanov.
You know they're gonna stop making them king size cigarettes and start making a queen size because it's got a bigger butt. Do you know why elephants don't smoke? Because they can't get their butts in the ashtray. I know old boy who took his girl out on the country road the other day, stopped his car and took his key out, says to his gal, now you gonna be like a camel and walk a mile, like a Chesterfield that satisfied. She said, it depends on whether it's king size or regular, daddy.
We had
Obzorja nam je razširjal Bigor. Razširjamo obzorja.